My name is Jan Oxenberg, and I'd like to speak about the anti-sexuality that Alice talked about in her paper, and also the lesbian separatism. I found your talk to be a little nostalgic as a former lesbian separatist, and it made me recall the political understanding and the very deep emotional feelings that that position came out of. And I think that when you characterize lesbian statements about sexuality as being gentle and nurturing and loving and so on, and that this is somehow not really up there with what sexuality should be, some of us felt that by becoming lesbians we could assert our sexuality by not having it defined in terms of male sexuality, by removing it from the realm of dominance and submission. Now, in the days that have passed since those heady thoughts of idealism and so on, many people have found that that's not entirely true. But the insight and the deep criticism of the culture that that came from, when I was a rabid lesbian separatist, I and many of my friends felt that we belonged on another planet, that our insight into what radical feminism was such a profound criticism of the history of this planet that it seemed that every piece of thought, of culture, of sex had to be rejected and re-examined in the light of what we were saying. And we must admit that this is true. Now, this utopianism, in a sense, is very close to nihilism, and you can see it as anti-sexual. In rejecting so much of the world that we live in and we're brought up in, it's only natural that that extends to the sexual as well, because our entire definition of the sexual is so rooted in all of those other things. And so what appears as anti-sexual, I really think that's an extremely simplistic way to talk about it. I think that we all have bodies that exist in and respond to this culture, and to the extent that we reject that, and it's a very, very painful rejection, we certainly shouldn't be criticized for being anti-sexual. And the last thing I want to say
is that
I think it's extremely important that we not lose one inch of that very painful knowledge that we have of what we are fighting against and what the history of patriarchy and what exists in this world, in order to accommodate our very understandable desire for some sort of pleasure and sensual pleasure in this world. If we have to exist with the most extreme cognitive dissonance, that's what we should do.
Okay, thank you.